someone who has certainly known John Conyers very well. And as soon as I heard this news, is the first person I thought of this morning. And we have with us, joining us here with Rita Cosby and Curtis Sliwa, Reverend Jesse Jackson, for an exclusive interview with us live. Reverend Jackson, great to talk to you.
Good to talk with you.
What was your reaction, Reverend Jackson? What was your reaction to hear this news?
Well, a bit saddened, but I understand the pressure he's under, and he's still in the hospital. But Dr. King endorsed John Conyers to run for office 50 years ago. One of the few people Dr. King endorsed, because he didn't endorse people. But Don was such a breakthrough person that one of the four blacks in the Congress at that time, Congressman Diggs from Detroit, Alan Clayton Powell from New York City, Congressman from California and from Philadelphia. And so it was very tough for him. He went against the odds and he won. And John became a kind of national voice of the caucus, of the Congress. He helped to found the Congressional Black Caucus. A couple of things he did that stands out to me was that John, when Dr. King was killed, he advocated the King holiday. That was thought to be very remote, just something that was not going to happen. Dr. King, and Dr. King was killed, he was 55% negative among blacks and 72% negative among whites. The John said he deserved a holiday seemed to be a bit remote. But every day for about 20 years, we marched outside of Lincoln Memorial with John Conyers on the King holiday.
And you know, Reverend Jackson, as you talk about all this, Reverend Jackson, you talk about his history. It's a storied history in Washington, and you know, I know that firsthand too. I've interviewed John Conyers. What's your reaction, just personally, when you heard that he resigned, especially amidst all these allegations?
Well, I'm sad because John has made such a. There is a King holiday today because of John Conyers. For example, his quest to free Mandela in South Africa, his quest to organize using his leverage, his persona, he helped the Harold Washington campaign. I mean, John Conyers, his legacy. He used his congressional office beyond Detroit to help build the Congressional Black Caucus.
Do you believe his legacy is now tainted because he leaves, obviously, with a big cloud over him?
Yeah, but John Conyers, at the end of the day, outlive the cloud. That which he is accused of doing, I'm saying he regrets that very much, I'm sure. But John Conyers' legacy of service, when you look at the broad scheme of things, John Conyers' legacy of service is 50 years deep. That's a long time for public service. When Rosa Parks left Montgomery, he's the one no one would hire. He hired Rosa Parks on his staff when he became a congressman. Rosa Parks worked for him until she retired. So the Rosa Parks connection, the Dr. King connection, his connection, the Martin Luther King holiday connection, John Conyers served well for a long time.
But do you believe, Reverend Jackson, that's how he'll be remembered, or do you think because of the headlines of late with all these different allegations that he's going to have an asterisk next to his name because he leaves with some very serious, and some of these are former staffers, too?
Well, I think in the immediate, that would be a factor. But in the long 50 years, reads a long lineup. So those who remember him hiring Rosa Parks when she had no place to work will remember that. Those who remember his fighting to get the King holiday, they will remember that. Those who remember his fighting for the Hawkins Full Employment Bill will remember that. Those who remember him fighting the free Mandela will remember. So that's a lot of John Conyers to remember. I guess that's my point, Rita. That's a lot of him to remember.
Was it the right move for him to, resign immediately, given all the allegations against him, Reverend Jesse Jackson?
That was his judgment. I accept his judgment. I think now he can move on with the rest of his life and try to organize his service succession plan.
And you've heard some of the succession plan, by the way, and Curtis was just talking about this, that he has talked about his son and his wife and his nephew. Do you know any of them, and do you think that they should be qualified candidates?
That's a Detroit matter. Rita, I came to talk about John's legacy of service and the immediate politics. I'm not familiar with that. Okay?
But you've got to be disappointed, though, at the way he's leaving Congress after this, as you talk about, a very accomplished civil rights record.
It's hurtful, but, in the long run, people look at the the 9-inning ball game. It's like a funeral service. You look at the highs and lows, the ups and downs, the valleys and the mountains, and you at the end of 9 innings, you look at the box score. You look at the box of a 50-year ball game. There are some strikeouts. There are some more hits than strikeouts, more home runs than misses. John's legacy of service is an enduring legacy.
Now, Jesse Jackson, if you could counsel John Conyers in his hospital room now that he's retired, would you suggest to him, rather than continue the denials about the accusations by his former staff members, he try to put closure to that, maybe meet with them or have a conversation, apologize, so that, again, he can get that out of the way, and as you had mentioned, his legacy could be remembered, not what will be the continued claims of these women, because he continues to be in denial.
If I met with him, we would have prayer. He'd have to determine his own strategy as to how he would handle his legacy. All I know is he has a lot of legacy to build upon, and I would hope that whatever he does, that he will continue to serve, and he will. A big rally in Detroit. Yes, the people want John to keep serving because he served so well so long. So I don't know what his next strategic steps will be. I tried to answer Regis' question, but his legacy, Rosa Parks, part of his legacy, King Howard, part of his legacy, Fred Mandela, a part of his legacy, 50 years in the Congress, part of his legacy. He has a lot of legacy. He's in a negative spot here, but you add up the good and the bad, it's far more good than bad.
All right, now also recently, Jesse Jackson, there was a woman who emerged, Danielle Young, writing for The Root, who claimed that you had touched her in an unwanted touch on her hip, on her thigh. She also accused the director in Hollywood, John Stapleton, of doing the same thing to her. How did you react when you had heard about her accusations against you?
I know nothing about it, and I have not said any more about it, and I continue to serve. Right now, I'm focused on my recovery from Parkinson's, frankly, and I serve as best I can according to my health. And so, again, I came on to discuss John Conyers' legacy, and while he's hit a negative today, you add the bitterness. Sweet John has a long line of distinguished service. 52 years is a long time to serve in the U.S. Congress. It's a long time.
And Jesse Jackson, let me ask you, too, as we have you on the phone, you talked about your Parkinson's. I know you put out a statement. What was? How are you doing, Jesse? I've known you a long time. How are you holding up? How are you doing?
Well, I went to the Mayo Clinic last week and got more of the same. It's a physical regimen, medical regimen, and exercise and faith. And so that's the medical regimen. That is the emotional. When you're told you have an incurable disease, that's a challenge unto itself. But it's not necessarily destiny. It's just you have to make some life adjustments. I'm trying to make those adjustments and try to recover energy that I might continue to serve. Okay.
How tough has the journey been for you, Jesse, too? Because a lot of people are obviously rooting for you.
Well, you know, I went to jail July 19th. I've been serving 57 years. I thank God for enabling me to be alone. This is when I thank people for their prayers, their concerns. But I'm determined to keep serving against all odds.
Well, we wish you so much luck with your health. And, Jesse, I've known you a long time. I appreciate you coming on for this exclusive interview, a very important day with John Conyers. And also, so many in the country are praying for you, too, very much. It's great to have you here, Jesse.
Appreciate you.